Okay, so this is Julie the Gemini. And more seriously, on a serious note, I was homeless 3 years ago. I spent time in three different shelters in the day shelter here in Evansville, Indiana. Since then, I have moved into my own place. And I'm not homeless anymore, but Evansville, Indiana has a huge problem with shelters. They have built a shelter downtown for men only. This shelter provides them with access to church. They come and get them in a van. Food, shelter. 24 hours a day they can stay there. They don't have to leave and then come back later. How convenient, how nice. The women, on the other hand, they have to leave in the morning and they can't return until the evening. And 100% of the homeless downtown do not have a vehicle. They are left to roam the streets. The women are. They're provided with lunch. The women are at the men's shelter. Some of these women in the shelter have children. This just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me at all. I was there. I was at one of the shelters where you had to leave at 7 in the morning and not return till 7 in the evening. Granted, some of my day was taken because I decided to get a job. But it wasn't in the best part, you know, neighborhood in town. Not at all. And I had to walk home by myself in the evening. Not safe, not good. And, you know, if you're 1 second late, they'll kick your ass out. No problem. If you're 1 second late getting downstairs, when you have to leave in the morning, they will kick you out. No problem. I'm going to tell you what. I was kicked out of the shelter. One of the shelters I was kicked out of in the middle of the night at 9 o'clock at night in the evening. In the summertime, it was pouring down rain. It was storming. I had no idea what the hell was going on downtown. I didn't know my way around. And they told me I had to leave. I slept on somebody's porch. I had no idea who it was. It was a shady, shady neighborhood. Let me tell you, I was scared to death. I had 3 pairs of jeans on so that if I got raped, they were going to have to work for it. And the jeans were tight. I was burning the hell up, dehydrated, nothing to drink, and scared to death. Because when you get kicked out of the shelter, you can't go to the day shelter and really get you a bite to eat. They all penalize you. And the reason I was kicked out is because the bed bugs were infested so bad in this shelter that you couldn't lay down in bed. You know, bed bugs come out in the evening. They live off of your carbon monoxide. Whenever you are sleeping, your body produces carbon monoxide. Breathe in and out, you know, and that's when they love to feed off of you. Well, this shelter was so bombarded with bed bugs that they showed themselves. They were covered. They were, the walls were covered. The beds were covered. Some people are more susceptible to the bites than others. I was covered from head to toe. It was horrible. So your nerves play a factor in all of this. Your nerves play a big factor in it and make you swell even more and just make it harder to sleep because you feel them on you. It's really horrible, really. It's not a joke. It's a horrible, horrible situation to be in. My nerves got so bad that I stood up in the corner on a stool in the bedroom, and they told me I just wanted a little bit of relief. I asked the lady downstairs if I could just stand in the office for a minute to get a break from trying to sleep, you know. And they told me that I had to go lay down in my bed or I had to leave. And I begged him. I was crying, you know. I was just bawling. And so I left with the clothes on my back and slept on that porch. And it is by the grace of God that I was not raped, beat up. Anything could happen to me. They don't care. They do not give a shit. It is not their best interest. You're not their best interest, okay? They are spending millions of dollars to drug test people who are homeless for them to be able to stay in the shelters. I guarantee you what, almost every person who is homeless is on drugs. And the reason they self-medicate is because about 80% of them have mental illnesses that are not taken care of. They're self-medicating. No one's down there helping them. No one's helping them get their medication. Nobody's helping them do anything. One shelter, House of Bread and Peace, they are the Ritz. They will do anything for you. They will help you do anything. But you've got, there's a waiting list. Most people that go in there, it is first come, first serve. But if you're coming from jail, you will get in there first. More power to them. They have a program, that's great. But what about the people with mental illness? I must also add on to this bizarre, crazy thing that we have called homeless shelters. These homeless shelters are ran by nuns, really religious people, you know, religious figures. And it's crazy because if they knew half of the things that were going on in these shelters, I think that they would be flabbergasted because, you know, the nun that, you know, runs one of these shelters down here for women, you know, they really expect and think that the women who are working in there are actually pushing and fighting to get what the shelter needs. If you are a worker in a shelter, it is up to you. If you're the coordinator, you're the big head dog, you know, of the homeless shelter, the woman who runs it, or one of the women who runs it, you are supposed to fight for food donations. You fight for just any kind of organization to come and help the girls there. You know, it's up to the people who work there. And I'm telling you what, they don't give two flying fucks about the girls' shelter. But like I said, excluded from this is House of Bread and Peace, because the lady that runs House of Bread and Peace, she is a godsend. She really is. I went to high school with her, and she's amazing. She needs awards. She really does care, and she puts her heart and soul into it. And oh my gosh, it's embarrassing, but I forgot her name. I'll remember it here in just a minute. But I don't know. My podcast, or I'm going to continue my podcast on the homeless in Evansville, Indiana. I'm going to continue doing my research, and I'm going to be going downtown and talking to some of the people at the homeless shelters. You know, they have this investigative tri-state bullshit on the news. How they sent some people who work for the news, they sent them down there and some volunteers downtown to spend one night in a homeless shelter to see the accommodations. Whoopity damn fucking do. What, they gave them two blankets, okay, and they sent them on their way, and they didn't do shit. I can go deep up in there, and I can tell you I've spent my time in every single one of them. We have a huge problem when the day shelter, which is the worst one of all, they only accept men in their dorms, you know, but the day shelter, their food sucks. But a lot of people go there, and it's the only place that's open during the day that men and women can go to, you know. But they have a real problem down there, and I have a real problem with it, you know. If anybody wants to do drugs, that's their own damn business. I don't give a shit. But they're dropping like flies outside this day shelter in the patio area, which have cameras all over them. They're rolling Katie. They're smoking it. They're smoking fake, you know, fake pot. They're smoking it with embalming fluid on it. Ambulance drivers are coming in right and left. They're dropping like flies. It's killing people. And The reason being that they smoke this is because, well, they drug test you. And what really kills me is they're sitting there watching them smoke it. And it's totally illegal. Might as well let them smoke pot, you know what I'm saying? That would save a few lives. I'm also going to, after I go in and interview some people and have them tell you about their experiences there at the homeless shelters, I'm also going to talk a little bit about, it's a different life. The intimidation factors that play a role in, you know, your rank, trying to make it out there. What I mean by that is, I had a job and I got a paycheck. Well, I'm telling you what, when you're kind of young, I'm 49 now, but I was like 47. I'm a white girl. They're predominantly, you know, some of the shelters are predominantly black people. Was at the, which I have nothing against black people, keep in mind this, okay? But some people who are white, if there's prominently black or vice versa, prominently white and only black, or one black person, or something like that, it goes both ways, okay? But what I'm saying is that the manipulation that people put on other people, especially if you had a job, trying to manipulate you out of your money, oh my goodness. I dropped my whole paycheck one day on the ground. I pulled my money out and it all fell on the ground. It was like $132, which is a lot for the grocery store I worked at. You had to work a 40-hour week for that, $160-something. And this guy picked it up and that's all she wrote. There's not a damn thing I could do about it. He looked me right in the face and said, I'm buying the biggest baggy kitty I can get. So there you go. It's like, do I tell on him and he beat my ass when I turn around the corner, you know, when I go around the corner, or, cause there's no people bodyguarding you out there. Or do I just let it go? And that's exactly what I had to do. When you go to eat at the new shelter, you know, that they have for men over there, you have to blow a breathalyzer to be able to get in the food line. Well, I have asthma. Sometimes I couldn't blow that breathalyzer, so sometimes I had to eat my damn lunch outside. It's crazy. It's crazy how they think how an alcoholic can drop a drink so that they can have a life in the shelter. Are you fucking kidding me? You have to be drunk as hell just to spend one night in one of these places. It's ridiculous. Very ridiculous. You know, you got people from church coming and picking up these men and taking them to church on Sunday. Just one shelter, okay? Sorry about the other one. Sorry about the women. You're just shit out of luck. The women's shelter I was in, one of them, there was no food in that place. No food. We barely made it. And I'm thinking, what in the hell is going on for real? There's food banks. I've worked at the food bank. I've volunteered at the food bank. And there's food all over the damn place. I don't get it. These women, that lazy-ass bitch that was working in the shelter that I was in that kicked me out. She didn't do shit but sit on her ass and talk to her boyfriend. She didn't go out there and get the food and everything else she was needing to get. So, yeah, I'm getting ready to bust out some son of a bitches in these shelters. I'll go undercover. I'll stay there. I don't give a shit. But I made a promise to a couple of people when I walked out of that shelter. A couple women and a couple men whom I have the utmost respect for, because these people had homes. They have educations. They're just the bad place where they just can't get out of there. It breaks my heart. And keep in mind, when you're on the corner at a stop sign or a stoplight and you see somebody holding a sign, pick and choose your battles. But if you have a dollar, give it to somebody holding that sign. regardless of their situation, if they're homeless, if they want a bottle of alcohol, who gives a shit what they spend it on? By God, they're standing on a damn corner holding a sign. I choose, when I take off in my car, I pick one person. If there's people holding out signs, I tell myself, I'm going to pick one person and I'm going to give them a dollar. Do you know what a dollar looks like to someone who is homeless? It is amazing. Spare change is amazing when you're homeless. When you're stuck outside from 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night and you do not have a dollar to your name, you can't even get a glass of water. You're on foot. You can't get bus fare. You're just stuck. It's the saddest thing I think I've ever seen. There's no rehabilitation out of these homeless shelters. People are scared of homeless people. I mean, I have a relative. God love them. I heard this woman say, who is related to me, she was telling other family members, oh my gosh, I was in the ER the other day and there was homeless people there. Oh my God. I go, I was homeless, you know. Who the hell are you, bitch, is what I want to say. Who are you, bitch, to say anything? I'd rather sit with 25,000 homeless people than sit with the likes of you. Okay? Know that. That ain't no joke. Closed-minded people make me sick. And, well, I guess I'm just going to be the warrior, and I'm going to bust out these homeless shelters, and I'm going to, you know, I guess, make sure that they have what they need. If the nuns got to hire me to get the food in there for the women, so be it. I also want to add on to all of this boring lecture that I have. I want to add on also that there is Ozanam, which is a homeless shelter for families, which only you can only have like, there's only like three rooms that can house a family. There's a lot more families down here than you realize. These kids are growing up in a homeless shelter at the day shelter, running around while their parents sit on a bench. Okay, and if anybody out there wants to leave a message for me and give me some advice on how you can get up off that bench and get your family started when you got little babies crying and screaming, how are you supposed to walk around with them with not a dime in your pocket? You have to stay close to this day shelter so that you can have water, so that you can have a shelter to take your children. So, you know, my next episode, I'm going to get down to the juicy good parts of the shelters that I think everybody would probably be entertained by. But for now, I'm out. This is Julie the Gemini, and on a more serious note, fuck this shit. I'm getting ready to bust them out.